All right, let's turn to the story that really turned heads yesterday, raised eyebrows, and brought quite a few tears to many people's eyes, and that is the sudden passing of Carrie Fisher, always remembered as Princess Leia from the Star Wars films. Joining us right now, Emily Zanotti. She is the editor of HeatStreet.com, and she focuses on pop culture issues. And let me just begin this, Emily. I know this for a fact. You are not only a huge fan of Carrie Fisher, but of Princess Leia specifically. In fact, have you actually dressed up as Princess Leia for one of these conventions that you frequently attend?
I have.
Well, I don't know. That's a good thing. I mean, this is she was an icon. The character was an icon. Sure. So let's start with that. It just in a very zooming out kind of sense, the big picture here. What was the impact of Carrie Fisher's performance as Princess Leia on a whole generation, multiple generations of young women in America?
Well, I think it was the first real feminist hero that we saw in the sci-fi movie. I mean, she was something for me to look at growing up. I was a comic book nerd. I loved science fiction movies. I was sort of, you know, on my own. And so to have this self-rescuing princess, essentially, on television, in movies, it was something that was a cultural touchstone for us. And I think for a lot of millennial women, I happen to be a millennial, but I think there's plenty of Gen X and baby boomer women in the same position. It was something to, her performance was something to look at and to make you feel good about being sort of on the nerdy side of things.
You said something there that I think is a great way to put it, a self-rescuing princess, because, you know, as a guy, it's hard for me to know the impact of that. But when you see Princess Leia, and I'm sorry if this is a spoiler alert, but to hell with all of you if you haven't seen A New Hope, to see Princess Leia specifically very blatantly sort of tell her rescuers, you know, I don't need you. You're the worst rescuers in the world. Give me that blaster. I'll take care of this. That was a huge moment in American culture, wasn't it?
And not just that. I mean, she literally never misses a shot in the entire trilogy.
I mean,
you have stormtroopers who are hitting pieces
walls
of the Death Star that don't even make sense, but she's just dead on every time.
Yeah, she was a straight shooter. This is Jessie. I just am very thrilled to see that she had influenced you. I'm a little older than you, and I saw her when it first came out, and I do recall thinking to myself, wow, this is a new type of princess, because up to then, we were wearing cute little Halloween costumes with crowns, and we are fluffy and sweet. And even Disney, although they've tried to change that image, I don't think that it's been anything close to it. What is your take in comparison to her to many of what we call princesses in Disney's version of princesses?
Well, fortunately now, because Lucasfilm belongs to Disney, she's considered a Disney princess.
I guess that's true.
Great, right?
Yeah.
Because any time you look at these Disney princesses, when I was growing up, it was always, please rescue me, I'm a damsel in distress. And even though my classmates and my friends really loved them, it was just something that I couldn't relate to. And when you look at Princess Leia, it was something that was so different. She was taking charge. She was leading away teams. She was eventually the general that just took over for everything. In the extended universe, she was basically president of the galaxy. So you had this person who was not just royalty, but also ambitious, taking charge. She was something that you could aspire to.
All right.
That wasn't simply like, come and rescue me at my tower.
Our guest is Emily Zanotti of HeatStreet.com. And we're talking about, of course, Princess Leia. But the story is the passing of Carrie Fisher. Now, I understand that it's hard to separate the two. But Carrie Fisher, she did embody that role. She took over that role that she'll always be defined by it. But let's face it, she wouldn't have gotten the gig if she weren't beautiful. Princess Leia was gorgeous. She was beautiful. And suddenly there's this controversy or non-troversy, depending on your perspective, about Steve Martin tweeting out, you know, that she was beautiful. And he's getting criticized for that. The New York Times, as you write in your column at HeatStreet.com, they're getting criticized because the picture they used on social media to direct people to their obituary showed her in that iconic slave bikini with Jabba the Hutt behind her. Is there a problem with pointing out that Carrie Fisher was a beautiful woman, Emily?
I don't personally think there's any problem with pointing out that she was gorgeous or that she was herself incredibly witty, smart, just very talented actress, writer, screen doctor. She was an incredible person, and that was just one part of a huge whole. To me, it actually, especially with the New York Times, people were getting crazy about the metal bikini photos. You know, she's dead. Why would you even use this? This is insulting.
Mm.
And yet, for me, that was actually one of the most iconic moments in the movies when she was stuck dressed like in a bunch of brass pipe fittings and managed to kill an international crime lord.
And made it. She embraced femininity. And I think that we can't escape that, you know, we were made as women to be beautiful. And when we push that aside and start trying to say how rough and tough we are, well, then we're just going to be a bunch of men roaming the planet, dragging our knuckles. It's like, I hate to say it.
That would be bad.
Yeah, but guys don't. You know, I don't even think women want to embrace that. You can be a strong woman with femininity. And I think Carrie Fisher really showed us that.
Right. And I think even the movies, like, okay, you know, there's nothing wrong with looking really great in a metal bikini. It's not something I might be personally okay with, but or personally able to do. But she even said years later that this was a strong moment, even in the movies. It proved that somebody who was in a really terrible position was able to get out of it through her own intelligence.
Exactly.
She also, if we need to look at her life as a whole, we're talking a whole lot about Princess Leia, of course, because you can't separate the two, but she was an accomplished author, she was an accomplished screenwriter and actress outside of the Star Wars movies, but she had a rough life too, and she battled a lot of demons, didn't she, Emily?
She did. She was actually, for a very long time, struggling with bipolar disorder, and that led her to go down all sorts of strange paths and struggled with drugs and alcohol and relationships. But in the latter part of her life, she was a very strong advocate for mental illness. She was someone who was out there always saying, this is not a stigma. You should not be ashamed of it. I personally require a lot of help to get through the day. And that's nothing that you should be ashamed of if you do.
Yeah. It's one of those moments where you learn of somebody's death and you have to take a moment to pause and recognize how just performing a role and putting on a certain costume had an impact, not just on your lives, but on all of our lives. And we appreciate you sharing that conversation. Are there pictures of you wearing the earmuff hair rolls on the side of your ears there?
With the toga dress.
Emily?
There are unfortunately not, but I do have this really great hoodie that when you pull the hood up on either side, it has the hair buns. So I might have to put that up on social media later.
Hairy bagels on the side of your head.
We will be looking for that, as usual. Emily Zanotti, who, by the way, is also, when you come to cosplay, your Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy is probably your best costume I've ever seen. That's the raccoon. For those of you keeping score at home, thanks for joining us today, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Check out her post at heatstreet.com.